Let's talk about our health. Visible signs of aging only get worse as we age because of decrease in our naturally produced collagen levels. Every decade, our skin suffers from a 10% decrease in its available collagen supply, as well as a decrease in its quality. That means you have lost 30% of collagen your body used to be able to naturally produce by the time you're 45, which is why you have to start supplementing collagen if you want to keep your youthful glow. In the next minute, I'm going to tell you how anyone can reduce visible signs of aging quickly and easily. After years of searching, the closest thing I found to the modern day fountain of youth is called collagen. Collagen rejuvenates and renews your skin from the inside out with 5 supercharged types of collagen your body needs for youthful looking skin. By boosting your collagen levels with multi-collagen, you can help restore your skin's elasticity and thickness while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by visiting healthwithx22.com. After placing your order, they will deliver straight to your doorstep with a few added bonuses. And that's healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages, and the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a 4-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on 4-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax-advantaged crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick acting solution. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below, or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it'll be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep, along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2891, and today's date is October 4th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Deep State Red October Comes, Regain Power by Any Means Necessary, Scare Necessary Event. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western central bank, the World Economic Forum, their entire plan is completely backfiring on them. Since their entire agenda is completely exposed to we the people can see very, very clearly that the Green New Deal, the Great Reset, and everything that they're trying to push at us is not working. And now the people are rejecting all of it. And the people are going to continue to reject this. And I do believe this is a buildup for what is coming. And we know what is coming. It's called the central bank digital currency, the Great Reset. And by showing everyone the true agenda of the deep state, of the private West Central Bank, of the World Economic Forum, this is how you can counter their entire plan. And this is what we are seeing right now. We're going to be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later and alternative currencies. But what we can see happening right now is that Trump, when he was in office and he knew they were going to use the pandemic, he knew that they were going to try to use this to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. He countered the entire thing and accelerated their plan so everyone can see everything. He put together a economic plan which would reverse itself, because remember, everything was shut down artificially. And once it reversed itself, he said we were going to see a V recovery when everything was turned on. And that's exactly what we were seeing. But I do believe that somewhere in the background, he knew that the V recovery would not last that long, because he knew the playbook of the deep state, of the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum. They were going to continue with their stimulus plan. They were going to continue with their agenda. And if you continue with all of this, what is going to happen to the economy? It's going to implode, because if they're continuing their entire agenda, they're planning on a controlled demolition, which means we're going to see inflation, we're going to see high fuel costs, and we're going to enter a recession. Actually, we're going to be far beyond a recession. We're going to be entering a depression. And when you start to look at a lot of these graphs and what is happening, like in the jobs market with inflation, fuel prices, and everything else, you can see the V recovery right now is now turning around. It's heading the other way. And I do believe it has hit the top right now. The market has hit the top. And everything now is starting to fall apart under the Biden administration, under Obama in the basement, with the puppet masters pulling the strings. Everything is coming down around them. And if you look at the U.S. job openings, they have fell sharply in August. This is the biggest monthly drop since April 2020 and the second largest drop in history. So job openings in August unexpectedly plunged to the lowest level in more than a year, marking what could be a long-awaited sign that the red-hot labor market is finally starting to cool. Actually, when you really think about what's happening here, you can really see the clear picture. Trump, he was in office. He made the economy look fantastic. Unemployment was really, really low. Inflation was very low. We were energy independent. He was bringing back industry, placed tariffs on China, placed tariffs on Europe. We saw the metal industry come back. We saw the fishing industry come back. It was all coming back, and he reworked trading deals. Now, he made predictions leading up to the 2020 election that if Biden got into office, everything that he did was going to completely fall apart. Now, how did he know this? Because he knew the deep state plan. He knew the private central bank plan. He knew the World Economic Forum plan. He knew their agenda. He knew what they were going to do. They were going to bring the economic system down. So what are people seeing? The people are saying, wow, look at this individual. He came into the White House. He said he was going to make America great again. The economy was absolutely incredible. Fuel prices were low. People had jobs. And now we're seeing the opposite. Now we're seeing everything that Trump did completely falling apart. And people are going to be looking at this situation saying, okay, what just happened here? We had an incredible economy. 2 years later, it's completely falling apart right now. And I do believe people now are starting to see the true economy very, very clearly. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they want everyone to see their agenda. And as they see their agenda, what are people doing? They're rejecting the plan. A new poll was released by Trafalgar. And this poll was the Convention of States in conjunction with Trafalgar Group. And it finds that Americans overwhelmingly reject Biden's plan to eliminate gas-powered vehicles. Isn't that interesting? The people are rejecting everything that he wants to do. It's really not him. He's the front man. We know it's the puppet masters, Obama in the basement, the World Economic Forum. They're pushing all this. So in response to the question, what do you believe is most likely to provide America with reliable long-term energy independence? More than 40% of respondents answered increased domestic oil and gas production. The next most popular response, which was 25.5%, was to focus new energy investments on renewables like solar and wind. Only 1.4% of voters chose eliminate gas-powered vehicles and move to electric. So most of the people here are saying, no, We don't want to remove the gas-powered vehicles and go right to electric. We need to drill. We need more oil. Now, think about it. Go back in time. Trump made the country energy independent. People saw fuel prices very, very low. And the country was able to support itself because of the energy independence. Now, as Biden has been in the White House and Obama's pulling the strings along with the World Economic Forum and the private central bank, what do you see? You see their plan, and we're no longer energy independent. They want to get rid of all gas-powered cars, and they want to go to pure electric vehicles. The people are not going along with this. You know why? Because the curtain has been pulled back. Now you can see their plan. They accelerated their plan. They're not prepared for this. They're just pushing their plan because they realize, whoa, we're way behind schedule. We know the economy is going to completely fall apart eventually. We rather have a controlled demolition than have it all of a sudden just fall apart because of a black swan incident or something like that. So they accelerated their plan, and everything now is falling apart on them. The people are rejecting their moves every step of the way. Now, what's very interesting is we can see the economy around the world is completely falling apart. And CAG Drago put this out on Telegram, said, China is suffering a major financial crisis. China's financial crisis is getting worse. In this latest phase, Chinese banks anticipating huge loan losses have taken dramatic steps to enhance their loan loss reserves. The bank's problems are hardly a surprise. They are, in fact, just another step in the metastasizing crisis that began over a year ago when the huge property developer Evergrande announced that it could no longer support some $300 billion in liabilities. So what we're seeing is we're starting to see the entire system completely fall apart. And now CEOs of corporations, they are warning that we are heading into a recession and it's going to be a complete and utter disaster. They're saying prepare for this. Now, remember, Trump, he let us know that a recession is the nice word. I do believe this is going to be a lot worse, and we're leading up to the crisis, and the crisis is approaching. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots are going to be using this crisis to their advantage, using it to shift us away from the private Western central bank system. Now, think about it. The private Western central banks, they continually tell everyone that gold is a barbarous relic. Don't look at Bitcoin. Only look at the fiat currency. Now, you would think that the private Western central banks, they would just hoard their fiat currency, and they say, look, we're wealthy. We have all the fiat currency. We have all the pieces of paper. Why would a central bank want gold? Remember, if they tell us that these pieces of paper, this is king, this is it, why would they want gold? Why are central banks globally adding to their net gold holdings for the fifth consecutive month in August? Why would they be doing this? Like Turkey, they were the biggest buyer in August, and they added more gold than any other country in 2022. We have Uzbekistan added 8.7 tons to its reserves. Qatar added 14.8 tons to its reserves. India, they added more gold. They now own 781 tons of gold. Central banks around the world are continually adding. They've added more than 463 tons of gold to global reserves in 2021. That was 82% higher than in 2020 because they're preparing for something. They know once the system is brought down, it's a controlled demolition to bring us into the Great Reset. They know this pieces of paper that everyone is holding is going to be absolutely worthless. They know they need an insurance policy, and the insurance policy is gold. I would even be surprised if some of these central banks actually have Bitcoin, just in case. Remember, they always tell you, oh, don't buy Bitcoin. Oh, don't buy gold or silver. Just look at our fiat currency. Well, remember, forget what they say. Look at their actions. Look what they do. And that tells you everything you need to know. Because they know their system's falling apart. They know the paper currency is just pieces of paper. That's all it is. And they know that it will be worthless as the system completely implodes on itself. And this is why I do believe Russia is out there, and they're going to allow international trade in Bitcoin, crypto for any industry, because they see the writing on the wall, and they understand that we need to protect ourselves. This is why Russia's been buying gold. This is why they're looking at Bitcoin, and a lot of countries are looking at Bitcoin, because they realize what's happening right now. And I do believe moving forward, as the crisis hits and people see more and more of what the central bank is doing, and they see that the fiat currency is losing its value. And how do people see this? Well, when you go to the grocery store and 1 week bread is $10, and you go to the grocery store and the next week it's $20, people then start to say, well, wait a minute, my pieces of paper aren't going as far. And when they look at other currencies and they're saying, okay, the fiat currency is continually losing value, but Bitcoin, it's steady right now, and gold, it is steady right now. That is very interesting. Maybe I should move or transition my losing fiat currency into something that is stable. And I do believe this is what a lot of people are going to start to do. People are going to start to realize what's going on, and they're going to protect themselves because they realize that as every day passes, the fiat currency is continually losing value. I mean, since 1913, when the central bank was established, the value of fiat currency, the Federal Reserve note, it has lost about, what, 98% of its value? Why do you think you have to lease? Why do you think you have to have payments today? Why do you think you have to have two people working? Why do you think they had to move manufacturing out of this country? Why do you think they had to do all of these things? Because if they left everything in place, the people would recognize it very, very quickly, and they wouldn't be able to keep their system going. People would have seen this as soon as we came off the gold standard in the 70s. If they didn't start moving manufacturing, if they didn't push two people to work, if they didn't start finance plans, credit cards, and everything else, and they left everything the way it was, left the manufacturing here, left everything here, the people would say, whoa, wait a minute. I can't make ends meet. I can't pay for anything. What is going on here? The system is imploding on itself. To keep their illusion alive, they needed to move things out of this country. They needed to put people onto credit, and they needed people to think that this was normal. That, oh, if you're in debt and you have a credit card debt, you have a loan out on your car, you have a mortgage, you're paying off furniture, this is normal. This is a normal economy. Well, it's not a normal economy. This is a private West Central Bank economy that breaks down in the end. And what we're watching is we're watching the illusion be brought out into the open so people could see the true private West Central Bank system. And as people see more and more of this, what are the people going to do? They're going to reject this system, and they're going to look for a system that will benefit them. And I do believe that this is the process that we're going through. And every day that passes, what do people see? They see more and more. And if you look at the polls and you see the polls with Green New Deal, with fiat currency, with how's Biden doing with the economy, you can see the numbers are shifting and continually shifting, and the people are rejecting everything that they're doing. And in the end, the people, once they see it all, we enter the crisis, the people are going to make the final decision of where this system goes. Let's talk about our health. Visible signs of aging only get worse as we age because of a decrease in our naturally produced collagen levels. Every decade, our skin suffers from a 10% decrease in its available collagen supply, as well as a decrease in its quality. That means you have lost 30% of collagen your body used to be able to naturally produce by the time you're 45, which is why you have to start supplementing collagen if you want to keep your youthful glow. In the next minute, I'm going to tell you how anyone can reduce visible signs of aging quickly and easily. After years of searching, the closest thing I found to the modern day fountain of youth is called collagen. Collagen rejuvenates and renews your skin from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for youthful looking skin. By boosting your collagen levels with multi-collagen, you can help restore your skin's elasticity and thickness while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by visiting healthwithx22.com. After placing your order, they will deliver straight to your doorstep with a few added bonuses. And that's healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, enforce regulations and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they are panicking like we've never seen before. Think about it. What do they have left to go after Trump, to go after the people of this country? They don't have much because they have completely lost the people. The people are no longer with them. The people are awake. The people are thinking logically. The majority of the people, they are not silent anymore. And the people now are going to be loud, and the people are going to force these individuals from the criminal syndicate out of office. Now, the deep state, they know this. They know that the people are completely against them. So what they're going to do, they are going to push everything they possibly have to stop this. Now, remember, we are in a war, which means they are going to fight dirty. They're going to push certain agendas. They will do anything to regain power by any means necessary. Even a scare event, even nuclear war, even World War III, even a civil war. Keep that in the back of your mind because these people, remember, they're the criminal syndicate. And if they don't fight back, it is completely game over for them. So they're going to fight to the very, very end. Remember the big board of chess? The Patriots, they already had the checkmate move. And there is only a couple moves left. So the deep state said, okay, we got a choice here. We can either say, okay, you win, it's checkmate, we're done. Or we can continue playing, play out all the rest of the moves, and we can actually push enough, if we can push enough chaos, a scare event, World War III, maybe, just maybe, we can have the Patriots mess up their move and it won't be checkmate. Now, is this really going to happen? Absolutely not. Why? Because the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know exactly what is going on. They know every move they're going to make. And if they deviate a little bit, I do believe the Patriots, since they're in control, they move them a little bit left, a little bit to the right, down the path they want them to go. And how do you do this? Well, you put out certain information and you make them question their moves. Remember, this is an information war. So what is the deep state planning to do? Well, it seems as we're in October right now, there are comms going back and forth that have to do with Red October. And I do believe Red October has multiple meanings. I do believe all of this, what we are witnessing right now, has to do with the storm. And think about how many things are happening right now. We have Russia with Ukraine. We have Biden administration telling everyone that if Russia uses a nuclear weapon, well, this could start World War III, scare event. Then we have Taiwan and China. Will China invade Taiwan during October? Maybe, maybe not. It seems like we're getting very close to that. Then we have the Supreme Court case on who decides the election laws. That is in October. Now, Elon Musk, on the other hand, there's supposed to be a court date in October, but it seems that something else has happened. And now Elon is making an offer for Twitter. Now, will he expose the bots? Will he expose the system? Will he take the control away from the deep state players? I do believe so. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know all of this is coming down the pike. And Trump, he let us know that certain things are about to happen. And I do believe North Korea now is joining the entire party. And we'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Elon Musk. Because all of a sudden, Twitter stock trading was halted due to volatility. Elon Musk was offering Twitter to proceed with the deal at an initial price of $54.20. Now, since the stock went down, they were looking at this offer going, hey, this is a pretty good deal. Why don't we do this? And as soon as he made this offer, what happened? The Twitter stocks, they started to soar. And now Elon is saying, do you want the deal or not? And it seems that Twitter is saying, yes, we will now take the deal. Twitter intends to close the deal with Elon Musk. The Twitter Investor Relations, put out by Tommy Robinson on Telegram, put this out. Twitter issued this statement about today's news. We received a letter from Musk parties, which they have filed with the SEC. The intention of the company is to close the transaction at $54.20 per share. Clandestine on True Social said the following. When analyzing the Twitter-Elon situation, you cannot look at it from a purely business monetary perspective. Nothing will make sense. This is not a random billionaire buying another company for fun. This is the U.S. military's highest paid contractor stripping the deep state of one of their most powerful brainwashing weapons in the information war. It's never been about money. It's an operation to expose and neutralize a psychological weapon. And that's exactly what it is. Now, think about it. He is going to start to look into Twitter and he's going to find out quite a bit and he's going to present this to the public. Now, what happens when Twitter lied about all of this? He made the offer, they accepted the offer, but they lied about how many bots there were, their practices, and everything else. Think about this for a second. What do you think the shareholders are going to do? This might just destroy Twitter, and it might, and everything that they've been doing might be exposed to we the people, which I do believe is going to happen. And we'll have to see how this plays out. Or on the other hand, what he could do is keep it all quiet and make Twitter a transparent free speech platform. Then you would have True Social, you would have Twitter, and this would control the narrative, and this would be the bullhorn of people that are telling the truth. Think about that for a second. Unbelievable. But the other thing that's unbelievable is we can see that the deep state players, they are continually pushing their candidates. Now remember, when the deep state pushes their candidate, we have the fake news, the corrupt politicians, and the rest. All they do is say, this is the shining star. He, she is the shining star. This is the person you need to look at. Everyone else is not. And they keep pushing that over and over and over. They even use polls to convince you, oh, the other people, they're not even close. This is the shining star. This is the person you want to vote for. This is what they've done in the past. But I think people are catching on now and people are starting to realize that this is one gigantic psyop where they're trying to push their candidate and have everyone vote for their candidate. And now the people are starting to realize, yeah, we're not doing that anymore, especially with Trump out there endorsing people saying, no, 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 you want this person. This is the patriot that you want. Think about Pennsylvania, for example. We have John Fetterman. He's out there. He can't talk straight. He has illnesses. And his entire policy, everything that he wants to do, goes against the majority of the people. He wants criminals on the streets. He wants the porn books in the schools. He wants gender pronouns. He wants to ban rifles in Pennsylvania, all rifles. He's completely against the Constitution. And we've seen this time and time again. I think everyone's starting to realize, look at these people. They're going out there. They want to get elected, but they're completely against the Constitution. They want to violate the Constitution every step of the way. And now people are seeing this very, very clearly. Remember, this country was built on the Constitution. It's a republic. And once you go against it, you're treasonous. You should not be able to hold office. But look what's happening out in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia. It seems that Gun Owners of America, well, they were able to have a local court stop the enforcement of a Philadelphia executive order prohibiting guns in many recreational areas. This is what they put out on Twitter. All of the anti-gun municipalities need to take a lesson from this. Gun Owners of America is not going to tolerate your illegal bans for 1 minute. We stop Mayor Kenny in less than a week, and we will do the same to you. So all of these different areas, they're having a very difficult time. Remember, everything that they're pushing, everything they're trying to do is a violation of the Constitution. They violated our First Amendment. They violated our Second Amendment. They violated our Fourth Amendment. If they're violating all of these amendments and violating the Constitution, why should these people be allowed to continue on in their current position. They're working against the Constitution. They're working against everyone's rights. Does this make any sense? No, it doesn't. And people are seeing this, and it's very, very clear to the people. Now, remember, as more and more people see this, what happens? The deep state, the corrupt politician, the puppet masters, they lose their hold. The veil has been lifted. Everyone can see everything. And as they continue to push, it just gets worse and worse for them. So if everyone can see this and they're losing the control over the people, they no longer have them. They don't have them in their narrative. The people now are thinking logically, what are they going to do? They're going to have to create a distraction. They're going to have to create chaos. They're going to have to scare people into doing what they want them to do. Now, go back to the pandemic. What did they do with the pandemic? They scared people. 6 feet apart, wear a mask. We're going to close everything down. You're not allowed outside. You'll die. And then they used fake numbers to continue this scare event. What do you think they're going to do now, since the people are thinking logically and everything that they had with the pandemic is completely falling apart? Everything that they put into place is completely gone. And it's getting worse and worse for them. Well, I do believe they're marching us and they're pushing us into World War III. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they already knew this. Actually, Trump, he already let everyone know, yes, they're going to push us into World War III, a nuclear war. This is going to be a scare event. Now, is this going to help them? No, I think in the end, this is going to hurt them quite a bit. Now, and we're going to be talking a lot more about this in just a sec, but Representative Paul Gosar, he put this out on Twitter. He said, our weapons and munition levels are dangerously low. Biden is withdrawing our existing military resources and shipping them to Ukraine to fight a war that we have no reason to be in. This madness must end. We should be peacemaking. Now, why would they want all of our military resources to be drained? Remember, go back to the 16-year plan. Their 16-year plan is to have war. It's to have the United States lose the war. They are still on that track. And yes, they're funding Ukraine because that is their base of operation. And if they just pull out and they don't fund Ukraine, everything would be exposed to the world. They need to maintain this control. But you could see what the deep state players are starting to do. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew that they were going to take this path. And remember, Trump has a relationship with Kim Jong-un. They write letters back and forth. Trump was the president that walked across the DMZ, met Kim Jong-un on the North Korean side, then brought Kim Jong-un across the DMZ to the South Korean side. What other president has done this? Was it Bush? Was it Clinton? Was it Obama? Was it Biden? No, none of them have. But let's take a look at what's happening right now. Since Kamala Harris went to North Korea, and before she went to North Korea, North Korea was firing missiles. Remember, when Trump walked across the DMZ, there were no missile firings. There was nothing. And now it seems they're doing exactly what they were doing before Trump. That's interesting. So North Korea, they filed the ballistic missile over Japan right after Kamala Harris. Now, before she arrived, they fired a missile, and now they fired a missile again, and it went very close to Japan. So Japan is on high alert, and they have sirens going off and everything like that. But what's very interesting about all this is that Trump, he truthed out something very interesting. And it's a video, and it one side it has Kamala Harris, and the other side it has Trump. And it says, Kamala Harris versus Donald Trump. How Harris saw North Korea. She's standing there looking through binoculars. Now, on the other side, we have Trump, who walked down through the DMZ and met Kim Jong-un on the other side, shook his hand. And Kim Jong-un invited Trump into North Korea. Then Trump took him and walked with him across the DMZ and brought him into South Korea. That is very interesting. I do believe that this is a message. Now we have North Korea joining the party. Really think about this. We have Russia, North Korea, and China. Let's go back to post 2658. This is January 6, 2019. I'm just going to read the first line here. Remember when the D's and the fake news media plus Fakewood pushed mass fear that POTUS would start World War III, RE North Korea, POTUS with an arrow, peace on the Korean Peninsula, with an arrow, no further missile tests or uranium enrichment. So they were pushing the idea that Trump was going to start a war with North Korea. We were going to have World War III. Actually, this was part of their 16-year plan. But what did Trump do? He had peace in Korea. There were no more missile tests. And there was no more uranium enrichment. What do we see today during Biden administration, during the Puppet Masters? North Korea is firing missiles. There's no longer peace there. And North Korea is now joining the party. So let's go back to Post 38. This is November 2nd, 2017. It says four carriers and escorts in the Pacific. Why is this relevant? To prevent other state actors from attempting to harm us during this transition. Russia, China, or conversely, all for North Korea, or all three. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax advantage crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick acting solution. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below, or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it'll be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep, along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. What are we seeing today? Russia, China, North Korea. Think logically about the timing of everything happening. Note increased military movement. Note National Guard deployment starting tomorrow. Note false flag. Follow Huma. Prepare messages of reassurance based on what was dropped here to spread on different platforms. The calm before the storm. So it seems that everything is being put into place. Then what do we have? We have a Russian nuclear submarine armed with doomsday weapon disappears from Arctic harbor. So a top-of-the-line Russian nuclear-powered submarine, it has gone missing from its harbor in the Arctic, along with its rumored doomsday weapons. NATO has reportedly warned members that Russia's Belgorod submarine has no longer appeared to be operating out of its White Sea base, where it has been active since July. Officials warn that Russia may plan to test Belgorod's Poseidon weapon system, a drone equipped with a nuclear bomb. Isn't that interesting? That Russia has claimed is capable of creating radioactive tsunami. Now, let's think about this for a second, because we just had certain individuals like Petraeus and many others say if Russia uses a nuclear weapon, actually Biden said this too, this is going to be war. Now all of a sudden a submarine is missing and it has a doomsday weapon that is equipped with a drone, which is equipped with a nuclear bomb. Really think about this for a second. Is this going to be the scare event? I do believe so. Is this the deep state players pushing their 16-year plan to get us into World War III? Because remember, think about what's coming down the pike. Think about the D-class. Think about Durham. Think about what people are going to find out about the pandemic, about the death jab. Think about what they're going to find out about the fake news, the corrupt politicians. Think about what they're going to find out about crimes against humanity. Think about what everyone is going to find out, especially the overthrow of an election. Think about all of this. This is all coming. So they're going to need something huge to actually distract from all of this and to scare the people, just like they did during 2020. They needed to scare the people, create an event where they could cheat and overthrow the duly elected president. So they're doing the same exact playbook right now because they know what's coming. So this reminds me of Post 2349. Now, very interestingly, October 5th, 2018, coming up on a four-year delta. Now, there's a picture of a submarine, and the picture's name is redoctober2.jpg. Down below, it says, "And so it begins. How do you start a war? Markers matter. Playbook," and this is in brackets, all caps, "fail," which tells us the Patriots, they know the playbook. Now let's go to post 2350. This is October 5th, 2018. It brings in the post that we just read, but down below, it says something very interesting. It says, "Deflect D-class," and this is all caps, by the way, "deflect D-class, deflect blame, force, focus Russia, global enemy. The hunt for dropped Y. When was the unauthorized missile fired? Was it found, discovered prior to hunt? Russia's sub-threat push, Red October, double meetings exist." But let's take this a step further, because I do believe there's comms out there where the Biden administration, Biden himself, not really him, because he's not the one actually putting the information out on Twitter, but it seems that they went ahead and they pushed out Red October comms. So Joe Biden tweeted, and I don't believe it was him, but that doesn't really make a difference, a picture of himself in a Corvette. I do believe it's a 1967 Corvette. It's not electric, by the way. It's gas powered. It says, "Get in, folks. We're building a better America." Ultra Pepper Lives Matter on Telegram said, "Whoa, wait a minute. He just posted this picture on October 3rd, 2022. You're not going to believe this, but Biden tweeted a picture of his 67 Stingray, the one that had the Peter Henderson name attached to it, right as Red October begins and a nuclear fallout moves into the picture. Coincidence? It can't be. Remember, this is from Tom Clancy, The Hunt for Red October. Are they sending comms? What's happening here? It seems that we're leading up to a scare event. This is very interesting. Let's go back to post 521. This is January 13, 2018. I'm going to read the whole thing. "We are fighting for life. We are fighting for good. We are at war at," there's an at symbol, which means it's an information war. "Not everything will be clean." That is in all caps. "Scare" is in brackets in bold. "Necessary event." Do you trust the military? Do you trust the chain of command? Have faith. We are in control. Patriots, Patriots Day. Have faith. "You were chosen for a reason. You are being provided the highest level of intel to ever be dropped publicly in the history of the world. Use it. Protect and comfort those around you. Where we go one, we go all." So it seems that we are now moving forward with this scare event. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots are completely in control of this situation. Now, is it going to look scary? Is it going to look like we're going to war? Yes, because the fake news are going to be out there saying, "Oh, look what Russia did." And we know it's a false flag. We know that Putin does not want World War III. We know the deep state players want it because they're guilty of treason. They're trying to cover up their crimes, and they're going to use scare events, chaos, and everything else to try to cover it up. Just like they're trying to cover up everything with the pandemic. But the pandemic is completely falling apart. Everything that they tried to do, everything that they pushed, has completely fallen apart, and it has turned the people against them. Every step of the way, it's getting worse and worse for them. Look what's happening now with the death jab. Doubts are increasing in scientific circles as to whether the manufacturer's claims about the mRNA vaccine are accurate. Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna still refuse to allow independent verification of the data. The data has to be on the table. Why is the scientific community questioning everything? Remember, real science is done with peer-reviewed documentation where you could take that same exact experiment and get the same exact results over and over and over and over. And if you can't, there's something wrong then. And this is what the real scientists have been doing. They've been looking at the death jab. They've been looking at COVID. They've been looking at what's been going on. And they're coming up with a completely different narrative that was actually put out there. It's actually the opposite. And now they're questioning everything and they want answers. And the people demand answers. What's really going on? I think we all know. And I think the people are going to be very, very angry when they find out, and it's going to destroy the pharmaceutical industry. I do believe we're heading in that direction. Just like with everything that's happening with the D's, where they have their swamp creatures working with big tech to censor everyone or to put people in jail, calling people domestic terrorists. If you don't follow along with their narrative, if you don't agree with what we're saying, then you are against us and we can jail you. I mean, really, this is how dictators talk. And this is exactly what they're doing. And now people can see this very clearly. Remember, just yesterday, we had the swamp creatures out there saying, and this is coming from the American Medical Association, they wanted the Department of Justice and Big Tech and all these agencies to get involved. And anyone that is questioning what they're saying, they can be arrested. I mean, really think about this for a second. Christopher Rufo put this out and said, the left has made a strategic mistake in calling for the Department of Justice to prosecute journalists who oppose radical gender surgeries for minors. Conservatives should frame this as a government suppression and focus the debate on the facts and images, which are horrific and make a 70-30 issue. I want to see every conservative news program play the videos, show the photos, reference the studies, and quote the queer theorists. Show the public exactly what they're doing and raise the stakes with the line that the left wants the DOJ to prosecute us for questioning this. Remember, according to the New York Times, 70% of the public opposes teaching gender theory in elementary school, including approximately two-thirds of women and Latinos. These same demos will be shocked when they see radical gender theory's medical conclusions. Governor DeSantis is the model here. He took on Disney on radical gender theory, weathered the attacks from the left-wing media, and emerged with 70-30 public support. The AMA letter has created an opportunity to nationalize the fight. The key is to remain disciplined and hang tough. News producers, I've created a guide to radical gender theory with quotes, stories, citations, and language, including evidence that schools and hospitals are creating a school-to-gender clinic pipeline. It's a big opening. The left's escalation and an appeal to the FBI to criminalize dissent gives us the opportunity to shift public sympathies and focus the argument on the forensic details where we can win. We know what's happening in schools and gender clinics, and we can prove it. And the left activists, just as they did with critical race theory, have already tied their counter-argument in knots. They will say it doesn't exist, and it's a good thing simultaneously, which is a weak position. They can't disavow it, and they can't openly endorse it. And remember, we're the underdogs. We're a group of journalists, parents, detransitioners, activists, and critics. They are the multi-billion dollar medical system, the corporate media, the public school bureaucracy, the tech companies, and the government security services. And yes, since we are the majority, we have the final say. And the push is now. This is why I do believe Trump said, get loud, not just to vote these criminal syndicate people out, because think about all the other swamp creatures. You just can't vote them out. You need to go and speak your mind. And I do believe this is why Trump has created True Social. And I do believe this is why Elon Musk is now going to purchase Twitter. We'll have to see how this plays out because this is very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this is coming from Project Veritas, they went undercover again. And when they went undercover, they videoed and recorded Tyler Wynn. He is a far-left teacher who resigned in disgrace from Owosso schools, but now teaches at Tulsa Will Rogers High School and has been exposed in a Project Veritas sting talking again about indoctrinating students. Trust me, he says, I want to burn down the entire system. So this individual is out there, and there are many of them, and these are the people that are teaching our children. This is what Rufo is saying. Get out there and talk about this. Show what they're trying to do. Project Veritas is doing this. And look what happened now. The Oklahoma Secretary of Education, Ryan Walters, is calling for Tyler Wynn's teaching license to be revoked. Absolutely. This is not something our children should be taught. Are the parents informed about this? Absolutely not. The parents need to take back control. We've been sleeping for a long time. The majority is awake. We're getting louder and louder, and it's time to take back control. And I do believe with the American Medical Association, with the corrupt politicians, all working with corporations, banks, and things like that, people are going to see this so clearly now, and the people aren't even going to question it. They're going to see it, they're going to understand it, and they're going to say, this is not right. You're violating my rights. You're teaching my children something I don't want to be taught. And you're trying to shut us up all at the same exact time. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. And look, they're still doing their same exact thing they've always done. During the elections, they go after the certain candidates and they present their candidate and shine a light on them saying this person is perfect. But if you notice, there's a pattern happening now. As time goes on, the people that lose, what happens? Look at Andrew Gillum. He was caught in a hotel room. The person that he had in there overdosed. Look at the other person out in California. He lost the election and he shot the journalist, blaming the journalist. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. That you caused me to lose the election and now he's in prison. Look what happens to these people when they lose. Their true character comes out and you can see who they are. This is why the fake news, this is why the corrupt politicians, this is why big tech has to shine a light on them, making them look like they're like coming down from heaven. Because otherwise, if people saw the truth, the people would never vote for these people. This is how you know this is the wrong candidate. Look at their actions. Look at what they're doing. And this is why they go after other candidates like Herschel Walker. They're going after him saying that he paid for an abortion. And Herschel Walker's out there saying, I absolutely did not. This is a complete and utter lie. Rosie Memos came out on Twitter and said, They're determined to drag Mr. Walker down. They keep going lower and lower and lower because he refuses to crack. The Dems foam at the mouth went strong. Unapologetic. Black man is conservative. It's the most racist thing you'll ever see that no one talks about. He's absolutely right. And the same thing happened with Kerry Lake. And same thing is happening all across the country. Trump, he put out a statement about Herschel Walker and he said the following. Herschel Walker is being slandered and maligned by the fake news media and obviously the Democrats. Interestingly, I've heard many horrible things about his opponent, Raphael Warnock. Yes, we've heard many, many things about him, things that nobody should be talking about, so we won't. Herschel has properly denied the charges against him, and I have no doubt he is correct. They are trying to destroy a man who has true greatness in his future. Just as he had athletic greatness in his past, it's very important for our country and the great state of Georgia that Herschel Walker wins the election. With all that Herschel has accomplished, when you come from Georgia and you see the name Herschel Walker when voting, it will be very hard to resist. Don't. Absolutely. Now, what's very interesting, as time goes on with the elections, we know that the Supreme Court now is going to be looking at the election case. They're going to be making a ruling on this. And Trump has said, well, the Supreme Court could save the country, which I do believe they're going to do here, because they're going to say, no, I think the legislatures, I think in the Constitution, they're the ones who are supposed to be making the election laws, which means the deep state's going to be in trouble. Think of the scare event once again. This is going to be part of their power that they're going to lose. But we're seeing a pattern now happen in all different states with the Dominion machines. Kanakoa the Great put out a Substack and a Truth on True Social and said, bombshell, Dominion error code uncovered in 97% of Georgia counties. Open records requests reveal 64 of the 66 Georgia counties have the same unsolved Tennessee error that caused 7 scanners to miscount hundreds of ballots. So in his Substack, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you can go to his Substack. It's incredible. It says David Cross and Kevin Monella of the Election Oversight Group revealed that open records requests from 64 of 66 Georgia counties show the same security error, QR code signature mismatch, and a warning message, ballot format or ID is unrecognizable, that caused 7 scanners to miscount hundreds of ballots in Williamson County, Tennessee. The Tennessee error is an anomaly discovered on Dominion's ImageCast precinct tabulators that occurred during a Williamson County election held on October 26, 2021. The Election Assistance Commission defines an anomaly as an irregular or inconsistent action or response from voting systems or the system component, which resulted in the system or component not functioning as intended or expected. In Williamson County, an election worker tallying votes on Post-it note realized that hundreds of ballots removed from tabulator did not get counted, even though that the tabulator never signaled that a problem occurred. In Gwinnett County, Georgia, during the 2020 primary election, there are 84 instances of this same Tennessee error. Are we starting to see the pattern? Absolutely. So as this pattern is being brought out into the open, now we see it on the Dominion machines. We're also seeing how the mules ran the ballots. We also see how the fake news pushes the candidates against each other to actually split the votes, and then they shine their light on the candidate they want. We start to see all of their different tactics. And of course, they shut down the election so they can figure out how many votes they need, and they shove the ballots in there and they change the votes. We've seen this many, many times before. This is their system of cheating. And remember, Trump, the Patriots, and the people of this country, what they have been doing is they've been exposing this system of cheating. It's a complex system, and it takes time to expose, just like with the pandemic. Everything that you thought was happening wasn't really happening during the pandemic. It was all a lie, just like they've been lying about the election fraud. And this is why Trump is suing CNN. And I do believe it's the exact moment to do this. This is what he put out on True Social, and he put out a statement. A lawsuit was filed today against CNN, the once prestigious news channel that has devolved into a purveyor of disinformation, defamation, and fake news at a level which the American public, and indeed the world, will not even believe is possible. For years, I have watched this take place, often in disbelief, but the time has finally come to hold CNN responsible and legally accountable for their willful deception and defamatory statements about me. Now, in his statement, I'm going to read a couple lines down because he already repeated what he said on the top here. It says, people who love the United States of America but have been treated very unfairly at so many levels, the big lie, in quotes, that they constantly refer to is actually the big lie in reverse. They know that, and it will be proven in court. That's very interesting. In the coming weeks and months, we will also be filing lawsuits against a large number of other fake news media companies for their lies, defamation, and wrongdoing, including as it pertains to the big lie that they use so often in reference to their disinformation attack on presidential election of 2020. Likewise, we may bring appropriate action against the Unselect Committee on January 6th because, notwithstanding overwhelming evidence, they refused to investigate the massive presidential election fraud which took place, but only investigate and harass the people and patriots who complain and ask questions about it. The rigging and stealing of our presidential election was perhaps the crime of the century, and look at what is happening to our country now. The Unselect Committee has refused to acknowledge, as was done by the Biden Inspector General of the Department of Defense and others, that days ahead of the January 6th, I recommend and authorize thousands of troops to be deployed to ensure that there was peace, safety, and security at the Capitol and throughout the country. That our National Guard was rejected by Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Mayor Bowser of Washington, D.C. The law requires their request. They failed to make one and in turn failed the country. I am proud to file today's lawsuits in order to begin the process of standing up to the fake news and the mainstream media. Absolutely. I do believe we're getting very, very close to where Trump, and he's letting us know that the information, I do believe there's enough information now that can be presented to the courts to show that the deep state players, well, they cheated in the election. And I do believe we're getting close to this because the midterms are coming up. And I do believe that right after the midterms, we're going to see things really, really change. Now, think about what's happening with Mar-a-Lago. We know that this raid had nothing to do with, oh, he had classified information. Yes, they're probably looking for Clinton emails, but do you really think Trump was leaving those just around and all the Russia documents around? No, they went in there. They knew what he had, but they wanted to collect all his personal information, his phone logs, you name it, to use and leak it out to the press to get who angry? Oh, his MAGA supporters. And actually they're trying to build a narrative, but it's not working. Actually, it's falling apart. Julie Kelly put this out and said the following. Unsealed Department of Justice filing related to Mar-a-Lago raid shows that the FBI agent stole some of Trump's phone logs during his time in the White House. The filter team passed logs to investigators who then returned documents back to filter team as potential privileged info. Keep in mind, this operation is being conducted out of the Washington FBI field office. This is the guy who runs the office, Stephen DeAntonio. Even worse, FBI agents stole personal and business records, as I reported earlier. FBI raided Trump's home in search of private records that notorious Department of Justice FBI leakers could potentially share with their media slaves. Truly outrageous and indefensible. Trump, he put this out on True Social, he said the following: "So much fake talk about the government's document hoax case against me and the unwarranted, unnecessary, and possibly illegal raid on Mar-a-Lago, a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment. There were no leaks until the documents were given, and now the FBI seems unable, according to reports, to count what they have. A mess. This is not a criminal case and wasn't for Obama, Bill Clinton, Bush 1, Bush 2, or even Crooked deleting 33,000 emails after getting a subpoena. Reed Sock's case. Remember the case against Bill Clinton where he kept tapes in his drawer? That's what he's referring to. Actually, this case is probably going to help Trump because that information becomes the president's personal information. Think about that for a second. So if he has Clinton's emails, is that part of his personal information? If he has everything that happened with Russia, is that his personal information? Absolutely. And it's declassified. Then he put this out on True Social, and he's referring to an article from Fox News. It says, "National Archives official who notified Department of Justice in Trump probe declined to do the same over Clinton emails." Pointing the finger, hey, I was the president, she was not, and you didn't want to go and check out her emails and what she had, but you raided my place? But Trump, he just filed an emergency request asking the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene in the Mar-a-Lago documents case. This is going to get very, very interesting. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they've been setting all of this up from the very beginning. It's a gigantic sting operation. And I do believe he knew that as they do all of this to him, it's really about them. They're projecting all of their crimes onto Trump. And Trump, he has all the documentation that proves this. Durham has all the documentation that proves this. Durham is now building the narrative, building the story. So the everyday person, the normies out there, they understand who the players are. And people are going to start to learn that everything, and it's the same people, everything that they said, everything the fake news has been pushing out there, everything that they tried to do to Trump, it was actually them doing it. And Trump has the proof. And I do believe this is why they're going to need something big like a scare event, because what's coming? The D-class. Let's go back to post 2352. This is October 6, 2018, four-year Delta. I'm going to read a couple lines down. It says, "Now comes the real pain. Now comes the real truth. Boom, 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 boom. They want you divided by race, religion, culture, class, political affiliation. Divided, you are weak. Together, you are strong." What did Trump do? He's bringing the country together. The majority now is watching everything very, very clearly. They are now questioning everything. Together, we are strong. Get loud. Vote them all out. This movement challenges their forced narrative. This movement challenges people to not simply trust what is being reported. Research for yourself. Think for yourself. Trust yourself. This movement is not about one person or a group of people. We, the people, save the republic. Hatred and dissension in this nation will heal. Where we go one, we go all. Then we go to post 2354. This is October 6, 2018, coming up on a four-year Delta. "Political hit by D's. And this is all caps, by the way. Regain power by any means necessary. New narrative coming. Scare event." Post 4815, October 6, 2020, coming up on a two-year Delta. Trump's tweet says, "I have fully authorized the total declassification of any and all documents pertaining to the single greatest political crime in American history, the Russia hoax. Likewise, the Hillary Clinton email scandal. No redactions." So Trump, I do believe he has this information. Now it's his personal information and it's declassed. Down below in all caps, it says Red October. I do believe we're going to see a lot of events happen during this month. We could see the stock market go down. We could see the scare event. It could involve Taiwan, North Korea, Russia. All of this is going to be happening all at the same time. And what's very interesting about all of this, because we know the storm is coming, and Trump has said he's never, ever going back on Twitter. Well, we know there's a post out there that says that the storm is here. I wonder if it's going to be Biden or Obama actually putting that out. Because if Trump is bringing the storm, would the other side then warn everyone that the storm is here? That is very interesting. We're going to have to see how this all plays out. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're in complete and utter control. And we could see that Trump, the military, the Patriots, they're bringing the deep state players down a path where they want them. Everything that they're doing, everything that they're going to try with the scare event, false flags, civil war, it's all going to backfire on them. The majority is awake. The majority is questioning everything. The majority sees through their propaganda. And this is something that they can't control. The Patriots, they're the ones who are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. Visible signs of aging only get worse as we age because of a decrease in our naturally produced collagen levels. Every decade, our skin suffers from a 10% decrease in its available collagen supply, as well as a decrease in its quality. That means you have lost 30% of collagen your body used to be able to naturally produce by the time you're 45, which is why you have to start supplementing collagen if you want to keep your youthful glow. In the next minute, I'm going to tell you how anyone can reduce visible signs of aging quickly and easily. After years of searching, the closest thing I found to the modern day fountain of youth is called collagen. Collagen rejuvenates and renews your skin from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for youthful looking skin. By boosting your collagen levels with multi-collagen, you can help restore your skin's elasticity and thickness while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by visiting healthwithx22.com. After placing your order, they will deliver straight to your doorstep with a few added bonuses. And that's healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages, and the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax-advantaged crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick acting solution. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below, or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it'll be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep, along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.